All right, it's 8:41 on the ticket. We've been talking this morning about the Forrest Fenn treasure, which has been found, according to reports over the weekend, and according to Forrest Fenn, who is the Santa Fe art collector, who says he buried a treasure somewhere in the Rocky Mountains 10 years ago. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone looking for it, and apparently it's been found. So let's call Forrest Fenn, who lives in the Santa Fe area. I want to get him on the show this morning to find out more details, because details are murky.
Hello.
Yes, Forrest Fenn, please.
Yeah, this is Forrest Fenn.
Ooh. It's 89-year-old Forrest Fenn on the program with us. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm a little slow moving this morning, but I'm getting there.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about your treasure. It's been found, correct?
It has. It has. Well, I'm very excited that it's been found. I buried it 10 years ago and gave some clues to people, and then they found it, and I'm very happy. I love burying treasure in order to get people outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love and the guy who's. Yeah.
No, that's okay. You keep going. I don't want to interrupt you, Fenn.
I love nature so much. That's why I bury stuff in it and encourage people to trample all over it in order to find the treasure.
Well, can you tell us where it was found, where you buried it?
No, I can't, because I forgot.
Okay.
I remember it was somewhere around the Rocky Mountains, but I can't remember. I did write a poem that gave a bunch of clues as to where it is, but I read that poem and I can't make heads or tails of it. It just doesn't make any sense.
It does seem pretty cryptic. Poetry,
it just seems like it's BS.
Poetry, yeah,
just BS. But I love treasure hunts, and I really love that one movie about that guy that went looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, what's his name?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's not his name. No,
Indiana Jones.
No, not Indiana Jones. I think you're on the right track. I think it has a state in it. It's like Massachusetts Smith or
I'm pretty sure it's Indiana Jones.
Yeah. No, not Indiana Jones. Hey, okay, I'll think of it here in a little bit. Go ahead. What was your question?
Well, we were wondering where the treasure was or what exactly you put in it.
Yeah, it was... you know, it was basically a bunch of stuff my wife was throwing out.
Oh, no.
I kind of exaggerated that it was worth $1 million. I mean, it was worth $1 million to her at one time.
Sentimental value.
But, yeah, sentimental value. But, you know, it was a bunch of old, you know, antique lamps. And I think there was a few old, there was some costume jewelry in it. I remember that. I want to say that there were a few DVDs in there, too. But I buried it and, published the poem. And I know a lot of people have really enjoyed the search for it. But I bury treasure all the time. I got started when I was, it was fourth grade. First treasure I ever buried was my own scat during a Boy Scouts trip.
That's not really a treasure.
It's like something a dog might do, or...
About 3 years later, went and dug it up, and it was just horrible. Just horrible. So that's when I got the idea I ought to start burying more interesting, exciting things, like treasure.
Yes.
Well, I bet this guy is ticked.
I've buried a few more things that if your listeners are interested.
Sure, like what?
Their own fortunes, they can do this. I buried 45 pounds of bullion outside of Best Western in Albany, Georgia.
Gold bullion?
No, just bullion, someone is cooking bouillon, if you need to make some soup or whatever, head out.
Those little cubes?
And get my
can't
own.
Did you get that at the store?
Yeah. 45 pounds of it, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That lasts you a while.
And then if any of your listeners are martial arts fans, I buried the body of Bruce Lee wearing a tiara and a jewel-encrusted codpiece near the Appalachian Mountains.
Good Lord.
Okay, you did not do that.
That's quite a claim.
So your clue there is to go to the house with the family that likes Mountain Dew and ask them where the washed-out bridge is. And then when you get to the washed-out bridge, you can call me on my cell phone and I'll tell you where the treasure is.
That sounds like a waste of time.
I also buried a collection of original Beatles lyrics, so you can imagine how much these are worth.
Wow. Sure.
Handwritten, Paul McCartney and John Lennon's
Lennon.
Their actual lyrics. I buried that in the British Museum. It's under lock and key, but if you can find them out on display, they're yours.
You buried it or you donated them?
So go ahead and take those. And then I buried, I know that George, your producer, was telling me before you guys cold called me that you were a big fan of Murderbilia. Murderbilia.
No, that's not me. That's actually Gordon on the show is into that.
Is that right, Gordon? Is that you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's right.
No, see, that's same voice. Both of you have same voice. There isn't a third guy named Gordon. But I buried O.J.'s knife alongside Robert Blake's autobiography. It's in a hole west of the Rockies, under the moon of Socrates. Those are your clues. One more clue. At GPS coordinates, 33 degrees, 26, 54.158.
Isn't that way too good of a clue?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll just stick with the under the moon of Socrates thing.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go with that. Well, Forrest, thanks for the time. I guess congratulations now that it's been found, your big treasure.
Absolutely. Now, if I could only find a cure for this swollen prostate. Good Lord.
Oh.
I'm pissing every 2 minutes. This is unbelievable. It's uncomfortable.
They've got medication for that.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you, Forrest. Take care. There's Forrest Finn, whose $1 million treasure has apparently been found in the Rockies. 8:49 on the ticket.